Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Recently, WBUR CitySpace gathered local students virtually to talk about gun violence and how it affects them personally for a project we're leading called Youth Takeover. It's part of an initiative called the Next Generation Public Media Accelerator, meant to empower high school and college students through a deep exploration of issues important to today's youth culture. WBUR's Lynn Joliker has highlights of what the students shared in the first of a series of discussions.
21-year-old Danny Rivera is a Boston musician and activist. He says he typically responds to violence through activism. But when he first heard about the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, he just wanted to cry.
And that's what we did. I sat down with one of my closest friends, and we sat in a Cafe Nero when we got the alert, and we wept.
Rivera is a senior at Longy School of Music of Bard College in Cambridge. He founded Artist Initiative for Revolution, a group of artists of color based in Boston trying to create social change through art. Rivera says he's seen far too many times how school shootings affect him and his peers.
It eats you up at night. You can't sleep. You can't focus on schoolwork. You become distracted with things that only give you a temporary high or fix to get through it.
There's not really much we can say or do because, like...
Amina McDowell is a rising junior at Boston Latin Academy. She's president of the school's Black Student Union. McDowell says she and her classmates were devastated by the tragedy in Uvalde. At the same time, she feels so used to hearing about mass shootings. She says she felt the response at her school was minimal.
No one really stopped and was like, wow, this is really messed up. Kind of just like, wow, and then we moved on with our day.
The head of school at Boston Latin Academy tells us administrators ask teachers to create space to discuss what happened in Texas, but nothing specific was required. Danny Rivera wants the response from educators and other leaders to gun violence to be thoughtful. He says right now, leaders are just doing things to, quote, cover the wound, but they don't let it air out so people can have serious conversations about the issues.
And that's not by putting a security guard in front of the door and checking. Yes, I know that that's a part of protocol, but even that perpetuates another level of systemic oppression. Because when we look and we see where the metal detectors are being placed at, it's being placed in schools that are predominantly Black and Brown filled, in neighborhoods that have, in many ways, also been impacted by gun violence, but through the lens of gang intervention.
Kanisha Germain graduated this year from Revere High School. She says it's a struggle to find time and places to process gun violence. She says educators and other adults should create spaces that truly invite and welcome kids to address their confusion and grief.
If you really want the other students to talk or to be able to like contribute how they're feeling, you have to make a space happen for them, if that makes sense. If you were to already have that in like a classroom and have people like have that discussion happen from a teacher or peers that they feel comfortable with, that's something to start.
But there's something that gets in the way of young people dealing with the stress of gun violence, according to Rivera, academic and social pressure.
It's a disgrace to know that we can be in school, breeze past this, and know that it's in the back of our minds because we're all traumatized and still be expected to not just turn in work for a grade, but to turn in work at a certain caliber just so that a number can get us into the school of our dreams. That's messed up.
Kanisha Germain says school pressures have led her to neglect her mental health.
I have tried to put my mental health in the back seat for the sake of school for the longest time. But there's only so long you can do that before it inevitably does catch up to you.
Moderator Dari Ruiz asked a question from the audience that struck at the heart of the panelists' frustration and his own.
What are some strategies to getting more youth to advocate against gun violence or just educate them in general? My problem with this question is, why is it the responsibility of the youth to do that in the first place when we're not even the people that can get the guns in the first place?
We can't even get the guns. We can't even get the licenses if we wanted to. And then we're not protected by the law because the law was never written to protect us. What I will say, Dari, is that it is our job and responsibility, because if no one else fights for you, you got to fight for yourself.
Exactly.
Again, Boston Latin Academy student Amina McDowell.
I'm only a 10th grader. I am 16. There's no reason I should have been in so many walkouts for gun violence and stuff like that. So I think the youth is doing their job. They're doing as much as they can. You know, we aren't adults. You know what I mean? We can just advocate for ourselves using the tools that we have. You know, we use social media. We use things that we have access to. You know, personally, I think it's the adult's job. It's not our job to, you know, worry about, are we going to be safe at school? You know, what can we do?
Despite having grown up in an era of mass shootings, these older youth say they're worried about the next generation and the fears those kids will have to face. What they want most is for people to mobilize beyond talk, to elect lawmakers with lived experience who can truly represent communities impacted by gun violence, and to curate public conversations, create art, and tell stories that need to be told, with all of those things culminating in calls to action. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.
Some young voices who participated in a live virtual panel discussion led by WBUR student co-moderator Dari Ruiz. It was the first in a series of events we're leading called Youth Takeover.